Blackstone Audio presents Return of the Primitive, The Anti-Industrial Revolution by Ayn Rand. Edited with an introduction and additional essays by Peter Schwartz. Introduction. When the original version of this book was published in 1971, it seemed that the ramparts of civilization were about to be breached. It was the time of the New Left, a time of organized violence, militant emotionalism, and open, pervasive nihilism. It was a time when college campuses were being forcibly shut down by student thugs brandishing free speech banners. It was a time when corporate buildings and military recruitment offices were being invaded by guerrillas demanding peace now. It was a time of psychedelic flower children and people's armies of Timothy Leary and Abby Hoffman and Charles Manson, of the Theater of the Absurd and the Black Panthers. Spearheading this mindlessness was a movement that resisted definition. Its enemies were anyone and anything American. Its heroes were dictatorial killers like Ho Chi Minh and Fidel Castro. Its goal was indiscriminate destruction. Yet its leaders were hailed by cultural commentators as idealistic defenders of the individual against an oppressive state. American society was under dizzying siege. It was in retreat, uncertain whether to embrace or repel this onslaught. An onslaught launched in the name of a cause no one could name. Ayn Rand proceeded to name it. In her essays in this book, she identified its ideological essence. She explained how the revolutionaries of that movement were faithful.